From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Ourselves a rock and roll party.
Oh my goodness. 796 Entertainment presents Podcast Don't Suck.
Yes!
Episode 7, featured exclusively at lookatokc.com.
Yes! Yay.
Is it powered by anything?
I don't know.
No.
Wingo.
Boom. Jeez. That's not going to get old for everybody. It's May 20th, 2009. I am Dan O'Donohue.
Yeah!
Yay!
That is Spencer Higgs.
That is
what's your name?
Matt Bradshaw Porter.
That's Bradshaw Porter!
That's right.
And there's Derek?
Yes!
Oh, I don't like this change.
Brad.
And then wait. In the booth, we got Nicholas Tankers.
Oh! Nick Tank! Sexy!
In the booth.
I just want to point out that...
In the booth!
Since by Brad... Brad, getting on this Derek bandwagon, you're acting like a Florida ditch pig, and it makes me sick.
Florida ditch pig?
You know what I mean.
I'm going to have to agree. You need to stop right now. I can't wait to get those damn tattoos so that we can
love you.
Knock this crap off. High five.
High five. You. Tattoos. Dragon Riders.
Dragon Riders. We need
balls
a rock
are
song.
Flying.
Dodge it.
What are we doing?
We're talking about the music that was presented. What? We're talking about the music on the show this week that is brought to you by us from The Separation.
The Separation.
And you can check them out at what website?
On MySpace?
I don't know. I didn't look it up before.
They're on MySpace.
They are on MySpace?
Yeah, Oklahoma City. It's The Separation.
The Separation from mm-hmm. Oklahoma City. Give a shout out to the boy in the band. You know. What's his name? Guy you know in the band.
Good
Maddie?
God.
Do you know these people?
Yeah. Matt Robertson.
Okay.
Oh, brother.
Maddie
Anyways.
Is the name of his... It was his name in the bowling league when he was a kid. That I got his bowling shirt from.
Is he going to be mad at you for calling him Maddie?
No.
And that you have his bowling shirt?
No, he was moving to Iceland. He was like, anybody want my clothes? You want my clothes? Which was hysterical because he's like 6'9".
He is tall.
Like ran in there. I was like, ooh, I want to get some of his pants. I was like, that's ridiculous. No one's going to ever wear
like
them.
Like, I'm going to sleep in them. Like, in a leg.
Like an early snuggie. But no, he's also like very thin too. They're going to be way too small to go around your waist, and they're going to be, I don't know, 7 inches too long. So you could turn them into footies.
Well, anyways, thanks Separation for letting us use your music. You guys rock.
We love you, Separation.
Check them out.
All right, Derek. Do you have a movie quote for us this week?
I do.
Are you going to try and stump us with a movie quote? Because we never get it wrong.
We are unstumpable.
We know our shiz.
Unstumpable.
Distumpable is what we are.
Stumpable.
Unstumpable.
Ill-stumpable.
Restumpable?
Distumpable.
Do it.
How old are you?
17.
How long have you been 17?
A while.
I know what you are.
Say it. Out loud.
Monkey Bone.
Monkey Bone's an excellent guess. I'm going with Monkey Bone.
No.
Spencer, a guess?
Stealing Magnolias.
No.
That's what's at the Lyric Theater.
West Side Story.
No.
Going with an old classic.
Sticking with Monkey Bone.
No.
When you're a jet, you are always a jet. Get your back, cha-cha-cha.
I've never seen that movie, and I love musicals.
Banana.
Potato.
Tomato. Banana. Anyway, you need to check it out. Well, thanks, Derek. Are you going to tell us the answer to that at the end of the episode?
No.
You don't think you're going
to? I want you guys to go look it up yourselves.
Yeah, how about you go look up yourself?
All right.
High five.
Yeah.
Sick burn. Got him.
Face. Florida ditch pig.
Check it out.
You guys.
Brad over there. Brad did his homework. Brad, you got a Look at OKC calendar event for us this week. Powered by Wingo.
Wingo.
Hold on to something steady.
Whoa.
Okay, whoa. Go.
It's an Oklahoma storm pulling there.
Balls are flying.
Dodge it.
Seriously, we need to quit that.
Monday, May 25th.
We'll come up with a new one like, hey, you want a biz?
You want a biz?
What do you got for us, Brad?
Monday, May 25th, 8:30 p.m. Mondays don't suck at the speakeasy.
They
51st and
suck.
Western.
They don't
yeah.
suck.
Yeah.
But Tuesdays do.
Yeah.
Tuesdays do.
Bow. We have a command repeat return performance from Susan Freeman.
What? Snap.
Little estragon on the stage.
What?
The French?
Estrogen.
Estrogen.
That's what gives you the boobs.
Is that it?
That's what my doctor told me.
I think it also makes you crazy.
Yeah.
But yes. Looking forward to having you, Susan. Jesus H.
Actually, Susan is very funny.
No,
from
she's
Tulsa.
Good. She's good. She's good. Tulsa coming Canadian. Down all the way from Tulsa.
Tulsa,
course.
Oklahoma.
Very, very good.
Okay, wow. That was creepy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's my creepy voice.
I think
pull that out at parties.
No, don't pull anything out at parties.
Kids' birthday
keep
parties.
Keep it in at parties. That's your rule.
Hey, Derek, you want to help us with the presents? I'd love to help you with the presents. Why don't you go outside? You know, why don't you go outside and have a smoke? Kind of towel off there.
Towel off.
I think it's important to point out that Derek and I are feeling a little tired when we came in here today, so we're wearing our sunglasses inside, aren't we, Derek?
Mm-hmm.
I
wear
my yours.
Sunglasses inside.
That was not an invitation to sing.
Everything is an invitation to sing.
Derek's sunglasses look like they're from Back to the Future 2, while mine are fake Ray-Bans that say Big Daddy Cool on the side.
And diesel power.
And it's diesel power on one whatever this is called. What's this called?
Earpiece.
Is that an earpiece?
Can I wear them for just a second?
Yeah, they're pretty powerful, as you can tell. The show's going really well.
I'll tell you what I did to prepare and make this a good show.
What'd you do?
I didn't pee.
You also shaved your face down to like a quarter of a half. Like, you got nothing on your face. Brad is almost beardless.
It's disgusting.
Brad is
almost
beardless.
It is a little weird. Why didn't you just go beardless? Like,
I told him he should have.
I don't know.
I mean, you look like you got like a 5 o'clock shadow. Like, it looks handsome.
I am handsome.
It looks very handsome.
You are very handsome.
Bearded, unbearded.
Yes, you are handsome.
The bearded.
Her suit.
Were you afraid you were going to die?
Like, why didn't you take it all down?
Your beard got too out of control that you were going to die? Like,
yeah.
I didn't mean to take it all down. I was actually trying to pretty myself up for headshots, and I put the wrong guard on the clippers.
That's a losing battle. Am I right?
Went wing.
You wound up ugling yourself up.
By showing more of your face. Got him. High five.
Yeah. No. No. I
had McNuggets with sweet and sour sauce just a second ago.
That's how you got ready for the show?
Yep.
Perfect. I like how we're talking about how we got ready for the show in the middle of the show. Perfect.
Professional show.
Hey, you want a biz?
Hey,
you want a biz?
You want to know how I got ready for this show? I delivered a baby.
Really?
Yeah, I just took the liver right out of it.
Delivered.
Puns.
High five. A lot of high fives this show, people. A lot of high fives.
All right, let's move on.
And a lot of shouting.
Hang on. I want to talk to you guys about... Okay, you guys don't know.
Is this an investment opportunity? Because I'm not interested.
Well, there will be. I'm
or
just
the
saying.
Lord. I don't want to talk there, about that.
Okay, there's... I work for the government.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I'm wearing these black sunglasses, so I look even more official.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a nuclear winter coming up. And
did they tell you about it? Like,
yes.
They said,
they give you the heads up, Spencer, by the way.
Yeah, and I'm just...
Get
I want
to the shelter.
You can tell 15 people.
Tens of listeners, I want to give this to you guys and the people who listen.
20s of listeners. I've
20s,
heard.
Maybe. There, after the nuclear winter, there's going to be an onslaught of hobo wars.
What?
Yeah.
What's a hobo war?
I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. Are they the fun, lovable hobo?
No.
Is that... What am I thinking of?
Well, there wouldn't be a warring, fun, tramps. Lovable hobo.
Is that a tramp I'm thinking of with the red nose and the painted-on beard kind of like Brad right now?
Very funny. It's so funny. It's funny room in here.
All right, tell us about the hobo wars.
Well, I'm just saying, we need to... And we've all got things, how to prepare for this, how to survive the upcoming hobo wars. What I have done...
stock up on Thunderbird wine?
You do that. You always have to have that in your bindle. But I decided to get sexed in to the Velvet Vangrits gang. I would
sexed in.
Well, there are a couple ways you can get into this group.
Okay.
And don't let the name fool you. Velvet Vagrants is not as soft and smooth as you as the name Velvet. Would lead on.
Yeah. Oh, so it's like a tiny guy being called big or something.
Right.
Right.
Or a big guy being called tiny.
Nah. That one doesn't make sense, actually. That one doesn't make any sense. So that's how you're preparing for the Hobo Wars.
That's how I am. I think I'm siding with them. It's like investing.
We walked past sexed in.
Oh, we did, didn't we?
Yeah. How do you sex into something?
We're not going to talk about that.
How many dice did you have to roll?
You don't want to know.
Did you have to roll a die to find out how many dice you had to roll?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. They have lots of games of Yahtzee on hand. So they just had a cup of dice.
All those cups.
It was bad news.
What do you think I should do to prepare for the Hobo Wars?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to get myself some wood and cheese.
Wow. What about children?
You're going to make like a giant...
Do you need some cheese? Wood, cheese, and children?
That's a Sean Cullen bit. I was doing a Brad Chad Porter bit.
Okay, go with it.
It's fine. It's fine. I just read somewhere that homeless people are afraid of wood and cheese.
Wood. And when the two come children. Together, oh boy, watch out.
I think I'll be able to slip in under the radar.
Yeah.
You'd be like the guy that walks down the street in like Shaun of the Dead.
I'm kind of the daywalker of the homeless people.
The daywalker.
The daywalker.
True. His skin glimmers like it's made of diamonds if he gets in the sun.
Exactly.
That's nice.
I swear to God, the sun is poison to me.
That's true for some people.
I got sunburned the other day.
Yeah.
I only drove in the car for 45 minutes.
And you stayed sunburned for probably 4 days.
Yeah. Yeah. I got sunburned on my face. And I had wore sunglasses.
You got sunburned 45. You know what?
You look
I
like
can't.
You've been skiing.
That happens to me.
Exactly. Yeah. I look like I've been skiing. And I got a little bit of windburn on one ear because I kept the window open because it was hot. And
you're
I was
sensitive.
Smoking.
Sensitive.
It sounds very sensitive. Well, I like it. Is there any more tips for the Hobo Wars?
More to come, you know.
More to come.
Hobo War Watch.
Hobo War Watch. That's hard to say.
The Hobo War Clock is at 5 till midnight.
Oh. What's going to start it?
The nuclear winter. We've already been there.
The nuclear winter.
But, I mean, is the hobos going to be in on the nuclear winter? Like,
no,
start
they,
it?
They're like roaches.
They just survive.
They
survive.
They're the survivors, yeah.
Well, they all live in lead, you know,
refrigerators. Refrigerator boxes?
Yeah.
Just like Indiana Jones. I have to bleep that out. Made more work for myself right then. It's worth it. That movie. I'll bleep that
I think
out
we
too.
Should write into howitshouldhaveended.com with the new one where the refrigerator starts flipping towards the camera and then it lands and then all of a sudden they open it and just guts just fall
it's just
everywhere.
Like a pile of human. Yeah. And the movie ends after about 5 minutes. I would have applauded. I would have gone, brave. That was brave.
Brave.
Very bold. You're going to get a lot of traffic, you know.
This is going to be, yeah.
I only had to watch 10 minutes. That cost me $7.
People are going to be upset with the length, but brave. It's brave.
The only fitting end to Indiana Jones, nuclear blast.
Well, I'll tell you what. After having seen the film, maybe they should have just replayed that scene for the next hour and a half.
You saw it finally?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It was awful. It was as bad as everyone described it.
Did it live up to how bad everybody described
yes,
it?
Yes, and more. Like, I was more offended than I thought I would be. I felt like I was going to walk into that movie and be prepared and like, okay, I'll just get into the camp. Like, I'll just...
No, there's no camp.
I'll revel in it. No, it's just an awful movie.
Yep.
It's boring and stupid.
that's all it is. I've told you that, and it was
really bad.
I can't really talk
the,
about
the
it.
Part of, the part that bothers me so much is that upset. It's Indiana Jones, and he does nothing in the film.
Nothing.
Except for escape.
He just falls around that guy that doesn't talk very much, going like, what do we do now?
Yeah.
And the guy's like, I don't know.
You're Indiana Jones. Figure something out.
Yeah, geez. You're the one that's in the title of the movie, for God's sakes. Indiana Jones and the...
Stupid.
Stupid. Speaking of which, we skipped right over Redbox pick of this week. Do we have a Redbox pick this week for our lovely listeners?
We do.
Who's got it? Who's got the pick? Who's got it?
I don't have it.
I've got it. I was holding it. It's in my back pocket.
This guy.
This week, Bride Wars.
Bride Wars.
Starring Anne Hathaway and Kate Hudson.
I'll pay a dollar.
I want to watch Hobo
Wars. I'll buy
Wars.
That for a dollar.
Bride Wars.
Bride Wars?
Bride Wars. Yeah. Bride Wars.
Similar but different.
Bride Wars. It's
last
about
time
girls.
I went to a wedding.
No.
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 Stop.
No, wait. I kind of want to hear it. Wait.
Stop. What are you, insane?
Did you drink at this wedding?
It was 2/3 of last.
Did he drink?
Did he drink?
Have you met Derek?
I drink anything. My mom used to say, Derek, if it's wet, you'll drink it.
That might be the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life.
Anytime Derek says, my mom used to say,
it's going to be awful.
My mom once said, hey, Derek, what are you doing for New Year's? Nothing. I would like to point out that I am wearing my favorite shirt. It's the A Mother's Love is a Work of Heart.
With I get flowers. It because it sounds like art.
With flowers and it's a beautiful shirt.
It is.
Brad, you recently did something that is unique. Yes. And some might find mildly interesting.
Yes, I attended the Texas Frightmare Horror Con in Dallas, Texas. Yeah, it was fantastic. I am not a big fan of horror films. Like I just not a big fan of the genre. But I had to go because Alice Cooper was going to be there, and had to meet Alice Cooper,
who?
The Prince of Darkness.
Oh my God!
Who?
Alice Cooper.
And was he as cool as you thought he would be?
He was cooler than I could have possibly imagined.
Who really? Oh.
He really was a cool guy. Like
Alice Cooper.
In,
I don't know who that is.
Shut up! Don't pretend to not know.
The guy that wears makeup like Sting the Wrestler.
Oh my God! He does not wear makeup like Sting the Wrestler.
He doesn't.
He's in
Kiss,
huh?
Is he a member of Kiss?
Yeah.
No.
He was a member of Kiss. He's not anymore.
He was in Black Sabbath.
Really? This is how we're gonna spend our time.
He was in Black Sabbath. He was the lead singer of Black Sabbath.
No, Black Sabbath. This is stupid.
That was Michael Hedberg.
This is stupid. You guys are stupid. This is dumb. I can't believe you would do this to me. I never get to talk on this show, and I finally get to talk. I finally have a story
that you will allow me to tell,
and you crap all over me. You just crap on my story, and you crap on Alice Cooper, and you crap on me.
All right, Brad, tell us your story about Aleister Crowley.
Oh! I'm going to kick you in the ding-ding. Stupid.
Seriously.
I think I know what your tattoo is going to be. It's going to be Alice Cooper's name, but misspelled. It's just going to say Alice Copper.
Perfect.
1987.
Have you guys given any thought to where you're getting the tattoos?
No, I haven't. I haven't even thought about it. I've thought about yours. I got yours.
Mine
well
will
done.
Never see the light of day. Whatever part of my body is least likely to ever be uncovered.
The smaller your back.
Get a tramp.
You should definitely put it on your tramp stamp. I'm sorry. We're getting off topic. Did you have?
I want to hear about Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper. First of all, we get there early, so because we wanted to make sure that we got in, and it was a good thing that we did because they were like, "Go now, go." So we run up there, and we're sort of expecting, this huge line, but we get in there, and, we're the third, fourth people in line.
He's right there.
So we walk in, and he's right there, and it was very jarring. oh, that's Alice Cooper. And I'm not the kind of person that, I don't get very starstruck.
This is because you've never met a celebrity.
I've met several celebrities.
They just ignore you, Brad.
They do ignore me.
That's why you never get starstruck.
But, I have a tendency, for some reason or another, and it's a story for another time, but I usually say something very offensive to celebrities.
Which is why.
Just accidentally.
Which is why they ignore you.
You're usually drunk. She's like, I'm pregnant. You're like, whatever.
So,
you can actually see the pictures of Brad being ignored by a whole lot of people at 796entertainment.com.
Yeah, you should check it out at your blog. It's a blog you wrote.
That is correct.
Ago.
Crap House Central.
Blog.
So anyway,
I walk in there and I'm dumbstruck, unable to speak. And just luckily the part of my brain that says things like, I have all of your albums on vinyl and cassette and CD and 8-track. That part of my brain was somehow squelched by a part of my brain that says things that are mildly amusing and intelligent. So I don't remember what was said.
So it's safe to say you guys hit it off.
Yeah, yeah. It was a good time.
You and the Prince of Darkness.
It was a good time. So I get my autograph. This is the best part of the story. I get my autograph. And I get a couple pictures with him, and you know, we talk for a little while, and then I step out of the way, and my buddy Scooter, who took the trip with me, he steps up with his record, and just as he's about to hand it and say, "Hi, Alice, nice to meet you," Corbin Burnson walks in.
The Corbin Burnson?
Yes, of the Major League fame.
Oh, Roger, I know who that Dorn is.
Number 24.
Roger Dorn.
That is correct. That is correct. And he was at the horror con because he made a couple of crappy horror movies.
The Dentist.
The Dentist, yeah. So he walks in and Alice Cooper's like, "Ladies and gentlemen, my favorite dentist." And everybody's like, "Ah, he's so funny and charming." And so Corbin Burnson comes in. They sit down and they talk for like 15 minutes about golf. And it's intensely awkward. But at the same time, maybe the coolest thing I've ever seen. Like nobody knows where to stand or what to say, and they're all kind of looking at each other and looking at them and looking at each other, and 15 minutes. And my buddy Scooter was stuck, like standing like 3 feet away from them and didn't know how to extricate himself from. So it was as if he was having the conversation, just not saying anything.
Just nodding along.
Just nodding along, yeah. Like, yeah. Golf is fun. Golf is.
Well, it's always been hard to. I've always thought it was hard to understand Alice Cooper anyways. Especially on his reality show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because he's family. Yeah. And his wife, Sharon. I mean,
Sharon!
He always says weird things like that.
I'm going to poop in the corner.
Brad, and leave don't, for you to don't listen to them. I want to say that Brad was very nice, and he took the opportunity, and at that moment, he got Corbin Burnson to sign me a baseball that said,
Whoa.
Yeah, I got a signed baseball from Corbin
Burnson.
Brad,
is this true?
It is true.
I got it for my birthday.
What did it say on it?
Oh, that
it
is, said, that is,
said to Derek, "Strike this motherfucker out." Number 24,
out.
Dorn.
I've got a topic I want to discuss.
Brad, I enjoyed your story very much.
Thank
it
you.
It was okay.
These, don't let these bungholes.
You know what? I'm getting sick. Before I go into my topic, I'm getting sick of this whole little lovey-dovey love fest going on between the two of you. Are you sick of it, Spencer? I'm sick of it.
They're acting like Florida ditch pigs.
The two of them together.
Florida Start ditch liking pig. It. It's a permanent fixture of the show now.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
I've converted him. You just wait, Dan. Next week, Spencer's going to be on my team.
Spencer.
And then when better. You say, and Dan Thank O'Donoghue, you. Everybody's going to go, who? What?
No, but see, that was funny when we did it to Derek.
Yeah. Because Derek's fat and he has acne. Let's go ahead and make fun of him more. As if God didn't already do that.
Oh, God more or less set up, like, he did the setup. We're the punchline. Like, we fill it in.
I think the back knee's the punchline.
Seriously, it's not funny. It really hurts, and it's hard to like get to it.
That's why.
And you know what? You think, oh, my girlfriend's gonna think this is so gross. No, they get really into it. They're like, ooh, can I try to pop it? You're like, come on. No, because it's like stabbing pain in my back because it's all impacted and huge.
Stop it! You're pushing me off the Derek Smith
anyway. No
comedy train.
Are you remembering why you were
about to eat a face full of evergreens?
All right, fine. I want to talk about something real quick. I figured out how to fix the economy.
What?
I solved it. You don't give people. You don't bail out. That's just creating more problems. Mm-hmm. That's just increasing the national debt, right? That's not what you do.
What do you do? Let's hear it.
I figured it out.
I'm ready. Don't leave us in suspense. The whole country's waiting.
I figured
the world is waiting.
Drum roll.
Thank you. Drum roll, please. You replace all the robots with people. You give people back their jobs. You take all the rope. Now it's going to increase the cost of things, and there might not be as much stuff around because it's going to slow down production
but
almost to a halt while this transition is happening. But I'm saying toll booths filled with people, two and three in a booth. Someone handing the change, someone getting the receipt, someone giving it to the driver.
Supervisor in every single
booth. Supervisor in the booth. Four people in the booth. Those car factories with those fancy, you know,
mechanical arms.
Arms with like 37 points of articulation, gone.
Yeah.
I want my, you know, Uncle Roger working in that plant like my grandfather
did. One of the 14
people
that carries the
door.
And
he doesn't have 37 points of articulation. Nope. He's got four fingers.
Total. Because of the poultry incident. So that's what I'm saying. Let's get America working. Who's with me?
I am.
Let's
I'm
get
with
it
you.
Working.
More got, middle management.
These more middle management. These damn robots. Management. These damn robots have had it good for far too long, and now we're paying for it. Am I right?
Right.
Yeah.
Down with the robots.
High five.
All right.
I feel like I'm at a Ron Paul rally.
Hey,
I feel
I've got an idea to save the economy.
How's that?
I figured, you know, we've got all these rights and stuff in the Constitution. Why don't we sell some of those to China?
Sell the rights?
Yeah, I mean, due process. I've never used that.
Nope.
Sell it for cash.
All right, you know what? Enough drug talk. I want to hear a joke. All right? I want to hear a joke from Mr. Spencer Hicks.
Your
Spencer
face.
Hicks.
I want to hear a single joke.
Spencer.
One joke. Joke.
One joke
from Spencer.
One joke from Spencer.
Do I get a song?
Well, I was
Wasn't that
one.
A...
Okay.
Spencer's joke of the week.
Spencer's one joke of the week.
Spencer joke of the week.
Every week he does one.
Just one joke.
Dan, jokes. Do you want to hear one joke?
I'd like to hear at least one.
I'll tell you one joke. And then you want to know what, Derek and Brad? I'm going to tell you one joke.
Yeah! Yes!
Wait, do we have to go to the isolation booth?
My
sunglasses are going up and down comedically.
My math skills aren't all that sharp, but... Is that total two jokes?
That is two jokes this
Get
week.
Get down! Overachiever, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, overachiever. I want to hear a joke.
Buckle up.
I am
okay.
Buckled.
These two country bumpkins named...
Derek.
Named Derek and Cornelius get a call from the morgue. Perfect. And the coroner's like, "Hey, Derek and Cornelius, we think we might have the remains of your friend Zeke, but he was burned alive, and we don't like his remains are all charred and weird looking. So we need you guys to come down here and see if you can identify the body." So they do. They get down there. The coroner, you know, takes him into the room, pulls off the blanket of this corpse, and it's just completely unidentified, just a black piece of dead charcoal body.
Beef jerky.
It's like beef jerky. And Derek and Cornelius look at it and say, I can't really tell if that's Zeke or not. Can we flip him over?" And the coroner's like, "That's a weird request, but whatever." So the coroner flips the body of Zeke over, and they take one glance at it and say, "Nope, that ain't Zeke." And coroner's like, "Wow, how could you tell that fast just by looking at his back?" And Cornelius says, Zeke had two assholes, and this guy has only got one, so clearly not Zeke." And the coroner's baffled, clearly, and says, "Well, I mean, how did you know he had two assholes?" And Derek's like, "Well, you know, I never actually saw one, but every time we'd come walking down the street, people would always say, 'There goes Zeke with his two assholes.'"
Hey, why'd you put my name in there?
To make it more real.
Yeah, we need to
reel it
around the joke.
That's right. Makes it relatable.
You got a second joke for those two. That one was for me.
That was
this
just
is
for
your
you.
Guys' joke.
I don't All know right. what you were complaining about, Derek. That was for Dan.
Thank you. Thank you. High five.
This joke's for you too, so buckle up.
All right.
Dan, don't listen to this.
I'm done. I'm going to take a nap.
Okay, this lady goes into a grocery store just picking up some odds and ends. She goes to check out, and, you know, the guy behind the checkers, you know, scanning, like, you know, she's got like a bar of face soap, family sized, you know, Pert Plus bottle, 12 individual sized pina colada flavored yogurts.
Gross.
And various other knickknacks. And the cashier, as he's scanning this, says, "You're single, aren't you?" And, you know, she's a little baffled by this and says, What, you could tell I was single just by the stuff I'm buying?" Cashier says, "No, you're ugly."
A lot of bleeps this week. A lot of bleeps. A lot of extra work for Dan.
I'll be there with you. I'm staying over at your house tonight.
Oh, God.
I got to leave early in the morning, too, so can you get me up?
Deal's getting worse all the time.
Wait, huh? Staying at your house with you and Trish?
I guess so. It's the first I've heard of it.
So wait a minute, all your stuff is at my house. You usually sleep at your parents' house. But sometimes you'll stay at Dan's.
Well, yeah.
That's just kind of how he rolls.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, Derek just likes to have a presence.
I just like to be a little bit everywhere. It's kind of like Voldemort and his Horcruxes.
Good Lord.
I didn't understand one word that you said.
I cannot wait until you run out of these damn CDs.
Well, I'm going to start on 1984 and don't think that that's going to be just conversation stimulator.
Yeah, that's just going to get worse.
Super double bad. Double plus good. Awesome joke. God, it's going to be terrible.
Derek, I want to know what the hell that movie, that quote was movie quote.
Yeah,
from
let's hear
what?
It again.
Okay. What was the quote from movie what? You understand that one?
Okay.
That makes sense?
Today's quote was...
How old are you?
17.
How long have you been 17?
A while.
I know what you are.
Say it. Out loud.
Chitty chitty bang bang.
That's from Twilight.
Yes, it is.
Oh. I watched that movie on my birthday.
At my house.
At Derek's. That's how pathetic
it was.
My
saddest time.
My 29th birthday was. They're like, let's go get drink stuff. And I was like, I just want to watch Twilight.
I kind of like to sit and watch Twilight. So me and Brad and Spencer sat down. We watched Twilight. And
I showed up eventually.
About halfway through it. I was like, oh, you got to watch this part. And Spencer was like, yeah, you do need to watch this part. I was like, Spencer, have you seen this already? And he was like, yeah, I saw it in the theater. I was like, wow.
We came in all fired up like, let's go drink. No, I'm going to watch Twilight
and drink
Derek's house
again.
It was awesome.
So,
this has been such a fun
week. I've had a
great
time. I know you listeners have had a great time because you tell me so all the time. Emails and such.
Can we come back next week with the good and bad comments we've gotten?
That you know? We can do that next week. Let's do that. Let's do that, everybody. So for 796 Entertainment, I've been Dan O'Donoghue, and with me has been Spencer Hicks.
Yay! Spencer!
Brad Chad Porter.
That's right.
Brad Chad!
Sexy. Brad Chad Porter. There he is. Derek Smith.
Yay!
Derek.
I also wanted to say thanks again to the Separation for letting us use their music, and thanks for looking at OKC for still posting this crap.
Hat powered by
Wingo.
Bye, everybody.